Hi, I'm Steve Rudnicki, your host, and welcome to the third Apex Mid-Carolina Chapter podcast. We are providing this podcast as an alternative method to provide PDMs, professional development meetings, to our members. The podcast will discuss a variety of topics and relate them to the Apex body of knowledge. We hope you enjoy this podcast and continue to listen. On February 8th, the USC student chapter visited the international paper Eastover, South Carolina paper mill. This mill specializes in white paper, printer and copy paper, and sells it under several brands, including Hammer Mill and Staples. The mill provides large rolls of paper to finishing operations, including the International Paper Plant in Sumter, where the rolls are cut and packaged into the final 8.5 by 11 sheets. The mill makes 2,300 tons of paper a day. We were treated to a bird's-eye view of the operation from the roof of their 17-story utility building, and then walked alongside one of the paper machines itself. As always, I will describe the process using the Apex body of knowledge principles. The Eastover operation works off of a rolling 3-month forecast. That forecast is collected and distributed by the headquarter operations in Memphis, Tennessee, and then distributed throughout the IP mills across the Southeast and the few outliers that are up in New York and Washington states. The master production schedule for each mill is then planned by the mill's planning team in alignment with the shipping operation. As the rolls of paper are significantly large, three modes of transportation are used: rail, truck, and intermodal. Eastover is unique in that both the CSX and Union Pacific service the facility. Raw material for paper consists of wood, chemicals, and water. White paper requires a 60-40 split of hardwoods to softwoods, specifically pines, whereas cardboard is almost entirely pine wood. As such, International Paper is constantly buying both trees and wood chips from South Carolina tree farms and manufacturers that have wood chips left over after their processes. 600 trucks a day deliver wood to the Eastover plant. The ability to quickly weigh and unload those trucks is a critical throughput operation in keeping the loggers and suppliers happy. That equates to 1.3 million tons of pine per year and 1.8 million tons of hardwood per year. To ease the incoming transportation volume, International Paper has chip mills closer to the northern South Carolina wood sources. That allows tree raw material to be chipped and then transported to Eastover as chips. But don't worry about deforestation. International Paper and its suppliers plant 4 trees for every 1 tree consumed. And logging is typically done by thinning a tree farm, not clear cutting. In fact, 85% of Eastover's timber comes from private land, and the remaining 15% come from timber co-ops and LLCs. International Paper was the largest landowner in the U.S., and hence was vertically integrated, until it sold those land holdings in 2008. A pine tree needs to grow 10 to 12 years before it can be consumed, and a hardwood tree grows for 30 to 50 years. Thus, long-term management of the raw material is critical for continuing operations. International Paper does have some plants that operate entirely on recycled material, but white paper does not lend itself to that process. In addition, dry wood lasts about 45 days before decaying, and thus inventory turns of the raw material is important for the quality of the product. Wood can be long-term stored if kept wet, and a safety stock of mainly hardwood is kept on-site with sprayers wetting them all the time. About 20 days of hardwood is held to cover weather impacts to the logging operations that could disrupt the process. The wood is then debarked, with the bark being burned to provide steam for the process and to generate site power. International Paper generates about 80% of its power for consumption internally at the Eastover Mill. The debarked trees are then chipped, and those chips are added to the chip pile of the purchased chips. At this point, the process becomes a flow process. Chips are sent to cookers and bleachers to break them down into pulp. The pulp is accumulated in the process to ensure that the paper machines, there are two, always have pulp flowing into them. Think theory of constraints and buffers. A paper machine is a series of rotating wire meshes running through mechanical rollers. The pulp is literally sprayed into the space between the meshes and then pulled along while the rollers squeeze the water out. The process is running at 50 miles an hour, making 4,300 feet of paper a minute, which is also 30 feet wide. Hence, any disruption of the flow causes scrap or machine shutdown. Downtime is measured in minutes. Once the process has squeezed all the water out possible, the paper flows through rollers in the drying stage. Then chemicals are applied to enhance the paper's writability and gloss per each customer's specifications. For example, laser print paper and copy paper have different specifications. Further, the process inspects the 30-foot wide sheet for the chemicals applied and the sheet thickness before final drying. As the paper exits the machine, it is wrapped on a giant roller. Each roller is filled in 45 minutes before the next roller needs to start. The cutting of the paper to end one roller and the starting on the next roller is done in flow at the 50 miles an hour. It was neat to watch that happen. From chip to paper, the flow takes about 24 hours, which includes the time the pulp is buffered in the accumulators before the paper machine. Finally, the 30-foot roll is transferred to a slitter to cut the roll into smaller rolls according to the width of the customer's specification before the packaging for the transport. As a flow process, I asked how specification changes were introduced. The process does not slow down, but the transition paper, which is measured in elapsed time of operation, is scrapped and recycled back into the pulping process. There's no waste here. The mill had a monthly PM schedule as the wire meshes wear down and a break on them would cause the machine to shut down. And it has an annual major project window. Thanks for listening, and we hope to see you on our next tour.